Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, I workshop this morning's edition of the Social Ammunition.
Bah.
Hey, Kev. You're made of wool.
Oh, that's mad.
Come here, let me stroke you, Kev.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. It's well early. Let's give away some merch, shall we? Matt, put down those bongos. Okay, so it is temporary tattoos. The tattoo is of the Breakfast Show logo. It is a strip of three. You can put them on yourself, put them on your friends, put them on your kids. It's absolutely fine. And all you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show, but it's got a tattoo needle all over some key parts. Identify what lied beneath, and then you can have your merchandise. And the clip you're about to hear comes from yesterday's show, as I say, when we gave a prize to a listener by the name of Lee, who owns Tip Top Soft Play. And trust me, he really needed this win.
I've had a terrible few days, to be fair. I found out I needed two. I came down this morning, the dog and the cat ball. So,
oh, no.
It's like talking to Frank Spencer live on air. So, what happened to poor old listener Lee? A, he needs two new knees. The dog messed on the floor and the cat brought a mouse home. Or B, he needs two turtle doves. The dog ran off with his wife and the cat bought a rival soft play company. Your names and your answer, A or B, to 8-12-15. That is 8-12-15. Your chance to enter the ink tank is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. It's merch time. Here we go. Yes, your chance to win a temporary tattoo of the show logo. And joining us right now on line one is Elise. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Elise, welcome to the show. Elise is in Hull. She loves classic rock and she is a firefighter. Round of applause for Elise and all her kin. What a brave, brave job you do. Lots of respect indeed, Matt Dyson. So, Elise, welcome along to the show. So, as you can tell, we have nothing but respect for you. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for the hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark, because once again, I was privy to half a conversation. And do you know what he asked Elise? He said, you just got into work now, haven't you? And Elise said, yes. He said, what do you do? Just sit around waiting for the phone to ring and then get in the van.
The van?
Get in the van. Elise has not worked harder entire life to jump in the van. It's a fire engine. It's a fire engine, Mark. Come on, man.
Unbelievable.
Sorry about that, Elise.
Sorry.
It's okay, it's okay. Elise, I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show. This all you need to do is listen very carefully.
I've had a terrible few days, to be fair. I found out I needed two. I came down this morning, the dog and the cat had bought. So,
It's
like talking to Frank Spencer live on air. So what had happened to poor old listener Lee from yesterday? Did he need two new knees, the dog had messed on the floor and the cat had bought a mouse home, or did he need two turtle doves, the dog ran off with his wife and the cat bought a rival soft play company? A or B, Elise?
A.
It is A. Well done.
Yeah.
You've got
the merch.
Yay.
And so,
I feel like we shouldn't be celebrating what happened to it.
Sorry. Yes, all respect, Lee, and good luck with the new knees and everything, of course. So, Elise, the one final question I ask everybody who enters the ink tank is, where are you going to put me on your body?
I'm going to put it on my nephew's forehead.
Yes. Oh, wow. We've not had that yet.
No,
does he know?
Will he be awake at the time, or are you going to sneak in? Because I know you've got access to ladders, so you can climb up through that bedroom window and get in there. I'm on to you. But then when he went, please take them off, Auntie Elise, please take them off. Okay, get the hose. Get the hose, let's do it. How old is your nephew?
11.
He's 11. He's going to love this, isn't he? What's his name?
Travis!
Well done. Yeah. Auntie Elise is going to tattoo your forehead thrice. You lucky thing. Have a great summer holiday. Elise, it's been lovely having you on the show. Keep up the great, brave work. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank All right, take care. Thank
you. Nicely done. Bye, Elise. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 7:10 on your Tuesday morning. Time to get socially armed with Matt Dyson in the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there, man?
A lot of talking animals recently on the Social Ammo, but no real animal news stories. And there are quite a few floating
Jimmy
around this
Floyd
week.
That's an authentic talking
chicken that we had, yeah. So first, this story is about, it really hooked me in with its headline, this story that's gone viral. It reads, scientists have discovered a pig butt worm whose farts glow green.
Wow.
I mean, what a story. It sounds like
what a name for a daily podcast.
A storyline from one of the guy from McFly's children's books, but it's real life. It's a real life thing. I didn't even know what pig butt worms were.
No.
So I've looked into it.
Or you haven't lived, mate.
Yeah, I've looked into it. They are a species, they live in the sea. They're the size of a hazelnut and they bear a resemblance to a disembodied pair of buttocks.
Oh.
And they float around in the sea. Because of the, I know, they look,
this is pretty
they
grim,
look
isn't
incredibly
it?
Bizarre. Horrible. They were given.
Pig butt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were given the a Latin species name that translates as resembling a pig's rear. Chatopterus pugger porcinus.
Bless you.
Is their full name. And so they've been around for a while, but only recently have we discovered that they let out bioluminescent green particles that are dispersed in a mucus cloud.
Wow.
So, yeah. Amazing stuff, though, isn't it?
It is.
And this is on the front page of the Times.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's silly season, Glenn. You know, there's not much news around. And then the other story.
Don't say that. Double down on it.
Yeah.
People
sorry,
need to
so
know.
Serious stuff,
the
mate.
Pig butt worm, everybody.
Serious
My
stuff.
Goodness.
Now we all know about the pig butt worm. And the other one is the Greek stoner sheep. This is amazing, right? There was a flock of sheep high on a hillside in every sense, right? In Greece.
Okay.
On this island. It's near Thessaly in Greece.
Yeah.
And they invaded a greenhouse that produces medical cannabis. Because it had been, there was lots of extreme weather in Greece and the crop had been quite badly damaged and the greenhouse was a bit run down. And the hundreds of sheep managed to get in there and they ate all the crop. They had eaten the entire crop. 100 kilograms of medical
marijuana.
The farmer
could just hear, like, Cypress Hill playing.
Yeah. It's not the London Symphony Orchestra I can hear with Be Real, perhaps, is it? Yeah. And the shepherd has said, it's a great quote from the shepherd, he said, the sheep began to exhibit strange behaviour after returning. He said they were jumping higher than goats, which never happens.
Back to the studio.
I've never seen a sheep jumping at all.
No.
But yeah, that's the power of the medical marijuana. And that is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Bah. Bah. Hey, Kev. You're made of wool.
Oh, that's mad.
Bah. Come here, let me stroke you, Kev. Bah.
Slow news day.
All
on.
The big stories.
It's a big news day because get this, for one day only, we are excited to launch the All Request Guarantee, giving you the control of the music on Absolute Radio's main station. And it's all thanks to you. Nothing to do with the sheep. The new streaming platform with thousands of shows for you to dive into for free, because whatever you want to watch, whenever you want to watch it, we've got you. Text your song request to me right now. The number is 81215. Make sure you include your name, maybe where you are, and I will be launching the All Request Guarantee on Absolute Radio's main station at 9 a.m. Then it's going to go right through till 7 p.m. when the Hometime boys say arrivederci. Now, the Social Ammo Bed's playing again because I'd like to tell you a little something about its host, the main man, Matt Dyson. He heads up a team of thousands who gather that information about pig butt worms and stoner sheep.
The crack team, yeah.
Well, yesterday, I watched that man there, a man I've worked alongside, loved and admired for nearly two decades, since I was eight. And I watched him eat a cupcake. So when I returned from holiday, I knew my first show back, yesterday's show, was either going to be a time of celebration for those England fans out there, so let's all have a cupcake, or we were going to be really sad, let's have a cupcake. Mm. And then I saw Matt eat his. Now, this isn't just eating a cupcake. This is Matt Dyson eating a cupcake. And to give you some previous on Matt Dyson for all you newcomers, this is the man who I've watched consume an entire apple every morning for like the last 8 years.
Core,
he eats the whole, it all
core
goes in.
And pips, baby.
Everything.
Stick
it
Really?
You don't have to see it from that side of the glass. And I'm pleased for you. I'm glad you're spared that. Your pure, innocent soul is spared that.
The banana with all the phloem bundles.
Oh,
included.
Get the phloem bundles down. Yeah. Get the pith down. All you get it down
experience.
Your throat.
Yeah.
So he consumes all of the fruit. But when it comes to cupcakes, I watched him. So he took one out. There's the one left, actually, from yesterday. He took it out. He unfolded the little cup thing that sits in the little paper. Then he twisted the bottom off.
Like an Oreo biscuit.
Yeah. And then plonked it on the top. To create like a cupcake sandwich. And I said, on earth are you doing?
I can't believe you haven't seen me do this before.
Have you guys ever heard of this
I've
before?
I've never seen anyone do that.
I've heard of it in one of those sort of like BuzzFeed, like this life hack will change you. And I'm
it's
like, we're not doing that though,
it is
they?
Great. I've been, I mean,
well, he is.
I've been doing it for about probably 15 years.
Itchy beard.
It stops it going, the cream going in your moustache and on your nose. It creates a sort of roof on the cupcake and it becomes like a sandwich. So it's much less messy. So ever since I had access to free cupcakes and a moustache, I've been doing this. But it was popular. It was popularised by Anne Hathaway, I think, a couple of years ago on Kelly Clarkson's TV show. She introduced it to a wider audience, and now everyone's doing it. So I'm surprised you haven't
I thought, what are you doing? Twisting the bottom of a cupcake?
Once you've done it, you'll never go back to the old ways, the messy ways.
Are you a cupcake twister? 8, 12, 15. We need a straight yes or no. We need the nation to speak on this one. Have you ever considered twisting the bottom of your cupcake and plonking it on the top before consuming it? Or like me, do you like to get a little bit of cream in your mustard?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 7:29 on your Tuesday morning. If you're just joining us, well, I saw my dear friend Matt Dyson eat a cupcake yesterday and I watched my eyes wide on stalks as he twisted off the bottom of the cupcake. And then he shoved it onto the top and made a little sandwich out of it. And I've been saying to you, that's not normal, is it? Is it?
Is it? I think it is.
Good morning, Dave. My name is Sarah. I'm from Buckinghamshire and I am a cupcake twister.
Yes, Sarah. Speak out.
I do this!
Yes.
Three exclamation marks from Jade. And then she says, the cupcake thing.
Nice.
What a way to find out Anne Hathaway has a moustache, says Roy.
No, sorry, that was my explanation there.
I sandwich my cupcakes. It stops the sweetness of the sugar from the cream hitting your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
However, it can be tricky if it turns out to have a jam or cream centre.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Richard with the techers.
Because they often do that. They put a little blob of jam in the middle of the base and that ruins this hack. Yeah.
Are we calling it a hack?
I am, yeah.
Okay. It just saves you so much time in the long run.
It really does. It'll change your life.
That's blown my mind. Can't wait to get a few looks at the next family gathering from Adam in Wakefield. Hi, Dave and the team. A definite yes to me for the cupcake sandwich. Cupcake sandwich, should I say. I probably saw it at the same time as Matt, as I've been doing this for at least 15 years. That's from Cheryl in Romford.
Yes, nice.
Feel vindicated?
I do.
You happy?
I'm normal.
I wouldn't go that far.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
And now we arrive at day two of our week-long giveaway here on The Breakfast Show to send you to Kendall Calling, where you will enjoy the musical stylings of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, The Streets, Paolo Nutini, Kate Nash, The Lightning Seeds, Keane, and many more. And to win, well, we're going to play Kendall's Calling. Matt, remind us of how this works.
Well, Dave, you know me. I was going to actually change it this morning, Dave, because...
Don't change it!
Well, the contacts on my phone, as you know, full of the biggest names in music, obviously.
Yeah, blowing up.
Amazingly, this week, for some reason, they keep calling me around the same time
for
a little chat. One of them is going to give me me a call just as we get a listener onto the show. You'll only hear my side of the conversation, though. That's the twist, you see. So our caller has to guess who the Kendall calling artist is that I'm talking to on the phone, and you will win.
So, before an artist from the Kendall calling lineup calls Matt, you need to call us. And the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. We're playing next live on the show. The T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets wants to send you to Kendall Calling. And this morning, hoping to do just that, we have Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi, Sarah. Sarah loves the main station. It's great having you on the breakfast show. So we're about to play Kendall's Calling. Matt, as we all know, has the hottest phone in the country. Well, who can be surprised at that, the way the guy eats a cupcake? All the celebs on the lineup of Kendall Calling Festival are calling Matt Dyson. You're only about to hear one side of the conversation. I need you to have a little guess as to which artist Matt is speaking to. And I think it's time to make that call. Here we go. Good luck. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
Go on then, Matt.
Hello. Oh, hello, Chaplin. Chaplin, my Chaplin. How are you? Yeah, I'm very excited to see you at Kendall Calling. I'll be getting the train up. Everybody's changing at Penrith Station, I think, to come and see you. Well, no, it's a very popular festival. Kendall is not somewhere only we know. What are we talking about? You've got some hopes and fears about the sleeping situation. Oh, do you want to borrow my airbed? What do you mean, what's it look like? Well, it's inflatable and bed-shaped. It'll be fine. It's sturdy. It won't bend and break. Well, I'm quite keen on it, but it's not good enough for you, is it? Clearly. Well, this is the last time that I offer to help you. Yeah, I do still love you too. Yeah, you're still my hairspiration. All my love. Ta-ta.
Okay, time to hang up. Sarah, did you need all of the clues there, or did you get it in the first one when Matt name-checked the last name of the front person? from the lineup of Kendall Calling, who was Matt Dyson talking to?
Well, is it any wonder? I think it's Tom Chaplin.
Chaplin from Keane. Absolutely. Well, yes, well done to you. Sarah, enjoy the festival. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done. Have a great time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome along to the breakfast show where, well, yesterday I confessed my undying love, my want and my desire to get involved with all things bowls. And that was when I shared with many of you, and this will be the first time you would have heard it, that this is actually the BBC Bowls theme tune. Look how intense this is.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really adds gravitas to things, doesn't it? So I'm talking indoor, I'm talking outdoor, I'm talking lawn green, I'm talking crown green, I'm talking bowls. Now, obviously, it's too late for something like the bowls to be included in the Olympic Games in Paris. I thought it should have one of those niche sport spots, but it's missed out to breakdancing. Go figure! but this is my new obsession, and it started back at the turn of the new year, back in January 19th, when I first brought my love for bowls to air. And that's when listener Jasmine, the young, short Matt Bowls player from Crawley, got in touch and started to prick my imagination and turn my dreams into something close to a reality.
Short Matt Bowls is about a third of the length. So we play on a mat which is... And I'm going into boomer imperial measurements here because that's how it's given to me.
That's how we do
45
it.
Foot, yeah, it is. It's 45 yeah. foot long yeah. and 6 foot wide. And then we have a ditch, which is about a foot from the end of that.
So you're saying you're using these imperial measurements because you would say that traditionally it's older folk. It's the boomers who are at the bowls. But you're a young person, right, Jasmine?
I'm a young person in bowls, yes.
So you're only 65.
Well. I'm 43, but at least once a month someone tells me how nice it is to see a young person playing.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Our friend Dan plays. He's 23.
Ooh. Oh, now we're talking.
There's lots of people who come up as juniors.
Jasmine, I've never heard someone speak so passionately and eloquently about something like bowls in my entire life. I feel like instead of you texting into the show, we've called someone from the PR department of Short Matt Bowls.
PR.
How cool can I look when I do it? What are the combos like? What's the clothing like, Jasmine?
Yeah, it's not really...
Polyester.
Time. Yes. So the shirts, every team will have a shirt. My current one is... burgundy with a sort of yellowy gold colour and white. And you wear that with traditionally grey trousers. Ooh. Although recently there has been a rule change that allows your team to wear black trousers.
Wow.
They're really moving with the times, aren't they? Quite right, too.
I can see Vice write an article about this as we speak. Now, of course, Matt and I are noobs to the world of bowls, so I am going to invite Jasmine back on the show to give us her top three tips for brand new bowls babies. And it's happening next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Tuesday morning. And as promised, well, here we go. Jasmine first joined us on the show back in January. And this is such a fast-paced industry, particularly this breakfast show, that bam, just 7 short months later, she's back on. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning,
Tim. Hi, Jasmine.
Hello. Jasmine, you are the person who helped light the fire for bowls deep within me. How does that feel for you?
Well, I'm just proud to be spreading the word. Bowls is so good for so many people because anyone can give it a try. So I'm proud to be part of that.
Well, as you mentioned, I think the first thing I've got to ask you is, it's been 7 months now. Have you transitioned from the grey to the black trousers, Jasmine?
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because since I've spoken to you, both my sister and I have been selected to play for West Sussex next season.
Nice.
Yes, Jasmine. Yes.
So we will be county players when the short mat season starts again in October, and we will be wearing black trousers.
Oh, that's what I like from my mentor. May I call you my mentor, Jasmine?
So soon.
You can, of course.
Oh, we're going steady. I like this. So what would your kind of top three tips as a county player?
You really need to think about the distance that you need to launch that ball because it is a long way and a lot of people don't reach on their first go. So I would say the first thing you need to think about is getting low when you release the wood. You don't want to be bouncing it off the green. Aside from the fact that the greenkeeper will not like that because it will ruin the grass, you want to get low because then it's going to keep all of its power as you release it. That will help you make the distance. So get low.
Get low, release my wood and have the stamina. These are your top three pieces of... Okay.
Yeah, great advice.
Good advice.
You need to remember the bias as well. That's the other thing.
Remember
that's
the what? Sorry, Jasmine?
The bias travel. Is key, isn't it? The weight bias. On the side of
so
the ball.
It's going to make an arc. Going to make an arc and come back to the centre, whichever side you release it. So don't aim in a straight line at the jack. You need to aim to the side of it. So if you're making a forehand shot, you're going to aim slightly out to your right. And if you're making a backhand shot, you'll aim to the... If playing right-hand, this is.
Yeah.
You're going to aim to the left of the jack. And then it will arc in. So remember that when you take your shot. Because if you try and...
I feel so sad right now because this is like being at school and I'm not taking any of this in. And I know there's an exam coming and I'm so confused. Okay, so backhandy compliment, release my wood. Got it, okay.
And take your time.
Take
your time when you take your shot. Don't panic. Get there, look at the head, take your time and then release it.
What's the head? What are you saying? You're chucking more things in here, Jasmine. What? You just said at the end, the head, and do a second left at the dragon and Bob's your uncle. I mean, what does this mean? You're just saying words now.
There's a lot to think about. So the head is where the jack is and where any woods that have gone up before you are.
Okay.
So you'll skip, your captain will be standing up there and they will advise you which hand to play, whether to go on your forehand or your backhand. So their job is to read the head. And then when you change ends and the skip comes to take their shot, the number two will become the skip and they will read the head.
Like Highlander.
So probably on your first phone.
But without any decapitation, hopefully. And just one last question. Who's this Jack lad you keep talking about? What's he got to do? When will I meet him?
Jack's the target.
Jack. It's going to be a long journey, this, isn't it?
It's going to be long. It's really tiring.
Yeah, you mean what, talking to me? Or I can imagine, Jasmine, yeah. Okay, Jasmine, listen, I'm so pleased for you and your sister. What an achievement for the family. Everyone must be so proud of
you.
And I know that we all are here as well. You are now my mentor, which means I can call you any time I like and bring you on air.
You can, yeah.
If I'm feeling I need some support or I need some advice, you're going to be there with Matt and I on this journey.
I am here for all your bowls needs.
Jasmine, we'll speak to you real soon. Well done.
Take care. Good
Cheers,
luck.
Cheers, Jasmine. Bye now. Thank you very much indeed. Don't forget, we're kind of still looking for a venue to play and to practice and finally hook up with this fella, Jack. So if you can offer us your lawn or your club, let us know right now. It's 8 12 15 if you want to text live into the studio. So many of you did yesterday, and I'm so grateful for that. Or you can email me at a more convenient time for you. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 8:37 on your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. BWE. Big Wicks Energy. That's what we're talking about in this slot every single day this week, leading up to our final on Friday, because our friends with DIY Benefits want to give somebody a Wicks fix worth £10,000 towards a new kitchen. Now, whether it's your first home or your forever home, find your dream kitchen at Wicks. From design to installation, Wicks create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen to suit you. Plus, all kitchens include a free design service, and you can book your free design appointment today. Now, if you want a kitchen to be proud of, you need to head to our website, absoluteradio.co.uk, then a little slash, and then win. And then what you need to do is pen an ode to your current kitchen, which is why you desperately need the Wicks fix. And having done just that is Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Julie, welcome along to the show. So we are about to hear your ode. How do you feel about 2.5 million people up and down the, around the world, should I say, hearing this for the first time?
Oh, gosh. A little bit nervous.
So I haven't had a chance yet to talk to anyone about their techers, about the process, you know, hashtag keep the arts alive. So, Julie, did you literally do this into your phone? Did you just record it into your own phone and then send it to us?
Yeah. The voice memos sat on the bathroom floor because it was good acoustics.
See, I knew it was good to ask. So did you try out in different rooms in your house and realise that the bathroom floor had the best acoustics?
Yeah, it's also the only place no one's going to disturb me.
Okay, well, you're an artist. You need your space. You need to be left alone to create. I totally understand. So, I mean, what is the state of your current kitchen, Julie?
Oh, well, we are mid-renovation. So my parents are moving in with us from South Africa. So we've bought a house that we can kind of divide a bit for them and divide some for us. So
you're walling them off, aren't you? That's what you're doing, Julie. You're walling them off. Okay, and it is the new kitchen, if you win, going to be on your side of the wall or theirs?
Exactly, yeah, they get the old one.
Okay.
Yeah, so at the moment it's plywood floors and a plywood wall. So it needs some help. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is why you have sent us your ode. Now, Old Swiss has been working hard at this. He's given it all the bells and whistles. And the time has come to hear it for the first time. Here we go.
Empty walls, bare plaster. No time or budget to fit it faster. Pleading children, hungry tummies. No space to cook, nowhere to wash those dummies. So disillusioned, renovating is tough. Night after night, we've had enough. But what's that I hear? there's hope. Help may be near. With Absolute Radio, Wix, and a Renault-inspired poem, finally we have help to create a much-loved home.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. Even if I do say so myself.
It's my best work today.
Inspired, Julie, inspired. Nicely done. How was it to hear that?
Oh, amazing. The bells and whistles are really cool.
Okay. Listen, Julie, it's been lovely having you on the show. Lovely hearing a little bit about your story, why you would like this new kitchen. We may be speaking to you again on Friday morning because your entry is going to our panel of independent judges and they'll be making their choice. So maybe Friday. If not, thank you so much for tuning into the show on the main station. Julie, see you later on.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. If you would like £10,000 to spend towards a new kitchen, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now. Wix create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to hand over the full kit and caboodle to Matt Dyson for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What you got for us, Matt?
Knowing your love of lower league football, Dave, I'm sure you're going to appreciate this.
Well, just because
this,
unfortunately, am a Cheltenham Athletic fan, yes, doesn't mean I have a love of lower league football.
You're also quite fond of horoscopes, aren't you? You pay some attention to them.
Why are you trying to drag me into this as a tenuous league?
Anyway, look, basically.
I mean, I'm a fun-loving Virgo, but apart from that.
There's a great video from a guy called Paul Longley on Instagram, who's done a video about astrology girlies. So they're girls that talk about star signs, but they're star signs are replaced with football league clubs, as you'll hear.
Okay, you got me. I'm intrigued.
Come here, I'll do your reading. Don't tell me. I'm sensing Plymouth. I knew it. I did look into your compatibility because with you being a Peterborough and him being a Barrow, I was getting bad vibes. I looked into his fixture chart and he's actually a Barrow over Derby County Rising. Ooh. I don't know what's wrong with me. I always seem to attract Port Vales. The best advice my mum ever gave me: never trust a Grimsby. They'll break your heart. Oh my God, stop. She's got someone new again. I actually can't keep up. Like, I know she says, like, what do you expect? I'm Watford. But, like, this is not that. This is just commitment issues. If you want my advice, if he's late in Orient, avoid like the plague. Both my exes were late in Orient and they were toxic. You know what? I don't think I've ever met any Morecambe. Is he? Gross.
It's amazing.
Very nice.
Never trust the Grimsby. I'll share it.
I think the Watford fans are probably hard done by being bunched up with those guys.
I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Once again, we are finito. It is time to bid you farewell and say thanks ever so much for tuning in. Of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. Just search Rayo in your app store, or, well, you can get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. And all that's missing is a title. So let's explore the times the podcast naming bell rung throughout this morning. Stop it, Dave. Sorry. Live broadcast. I'm going to stick it on my nephew's head. Yeah. Pig butt worms whose farts glow green, jumping higher than goats. I've done this ever since I've had access to cream and a mustache, cupcake twister. What a way to find out Anne Hathaway has a mustache. A lot of people don't reach on their first go. Get low when you release your wood, and I'm here for all your bowls needs.
Wow, yeah.
Rich pickings, Matty.
There's so much innuendo in the world of bowls. Who knew?
We are all going to have to grow up.
We keep finding new ones every day. But I think maybe we should go with the cupcake twisting life hack of mine and the text from a listener that said, what a way to find out Anne Hathaway has a moustache.
I couldn't agree more. And to find out about the cupcake hack, you can get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast or wherever you get your pods from. Its title is What a Way to Find Out Anne Hathaway Has a Moustache. Right, Leona's on the way and she's going to be bringing her tea break trivia plus the details you need to be made a winner to the tune of £170,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, but stay entertained. Arrivederci.